Thank you, sir. I want to thank the Lord today for this privilege and opportunity I have again to be with you another Saturday morning. It is a joy and privilege to be saved, to be born again, and to be able to speak God's Word. His Word is quick and powerful. It's sharpening any two-edged sword. It does let us see ourselves. It does just divide the soul and spirit, joint and marrow. It gives us a discerning, the very secret and thought of our heart. It takes the Word of God to let us see ourselves. It takes God to open up our eyes for us to really see ourselves. The Bible said the heart of the flesh is desperately wicked and deceitful above all things, and who can know it? And the Bible said, I, the Lord, search the heart, try the reins, to know everything about man's heart, the secrets of man's heart, his secret sins. God knows it all, sees it all. There's nothing hidden in his sight. And the Word of God will bring these things to light that you have hidden, that you have cast down, and say no one knows. But God knows. God sees all, knows all. I think about this world today. I think about America today. I think about how men and how they live and how they are wicked and how they just do things right before God and think that God don't see. God's a merciful God. Just because they're not consumed over their sins right away, they think God is not seeing. God don't know. But God does know. And he sees everything and everything what people are doing. And God's going to deal with sin. Payday for sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. And I tell you that they reject him, they reject this gift. And they will die in sin and go to hell. But God help them today. God have mercy upon America today. I tell you, they're calling evil good and good evil. I mean, they're out there just trying to turn around anything that's good. They try to turn it around and make the wicked look like heroes. And I mean, just all types of things are going on in our world today. But God's going to deal with it. No one's going to escape this judgment of God. God's going to bring judgment down upon America, upon this world, upon mankind. I tell you, God's going to deal with sin. And you better be sure of that. God is a just God. He deals with sin according to the knowledge that mankind has for it. And what they've heard, what they know about the Word of God. But this Word is going to stand when the world's on fire. God's going to deal with the mankind. The Bible talked about the white throne judgment. It talked about when it's over, when it comes time. The Bible said when death and hell is delivered up and when they're delivered up, then they're going to give an account. And the Bible said when they're going to give an account of what they knew about the Word of God and how God dealt with them. If you come before the white throne judgment, that means you've lost your soul completely. There's no way to get to heaven at this point. You've already sent away your day of grace. And the Bible said once you died and you died without Jesus, you died and went to hell. But death and hell is going to be delivered up one day. Death is where the body is and hell is where the soul is. And you're going to stand before God to give an account for your sins. God's going to deal with you about your sin. It won't be, well, you're good enough to go to heaven. No, everyone that's at the white throne judgment is going to be cast out into the lake of fire, which is going to be eternal torments and damnation. And the Bible talked about hell, talked about that where the fire's never quenched and where the worm will never die. And the smoke of their torment will send up forever and ever. And there'll be no rest day nor night. This is a place called hell that a lot of preachers today don't want to preach about because people don't want to hear it. But I tell you today, a real preacher must preach what God gives, whether people want to hear it or not. He said not to be ear ticklers. He said don't be like a sound of brass and a tingling cymbal, but preach the word the instant in season, out of season. Reprove and rebuke and exhort with all long suffering and sound doctrine, that the children of God may be thoroughly furnished. The Bible said we must warn the wicked that they have hope. We must warn them. The Bible tells us in Ezekiel that we must go and warn the wicked. If we don't, we're going to have blood on our hands. And then if we do warn them, then God will require their blood at their own hand. And so, God have mercy upon you today. If you're not saved, if you're living in this world, living in sin, if you're acting like the devil himself and you just acting like God don't see and God don't know, I'm here to tell you today, God does know and God sees all, knows all, and he's going to deal with you. Let me tell you something today. No one escapes death. There's no discharge in the war of death. There's nobody that can conquer the grave. There's only been one that got up from the grave. And that was the Lord Jesus Christ. He got up from the grave. He paid the sin. In other words, He died in your place. He died in my place. He died in sin and went to hell for you and went to hell for me. And He went by the way of the grave. And He got up and He conquered it all. And I thank God I serve a true living God today. But He made the way. But if you don't trust in Him and believe in Him, the Bible said you will die in sin and go to hell. But hell wasn't created for mankind. It was created for the devil and his angels. And God loved man. That's why He gave His Son. He gave His only begotten Son that whosoever believeth in Him should not perish but have everlasting life. That's how much God loves this world. That's how much God loves you and your soul. But if you reject Him, if you run and you turn your back on Him and you don't come to Him when He deals with you, you can send away your day of grace. And God help you today. God does not want that. And let me tell you today, the Bible said a wicked man won't live out half his days. And the Bible tells us and talks about in the book of Psalms, chapter 90, when it talked about for man, He said here that, in other words, God's going to deal with man and how man's life. Let me tell you this today. Our life is like a vapor. It's here today and gone tomorrow. It's like the grass of the field. It comes up in the morning and evening. It's burnt and gone. I tell you, that's the way mankind is. I tell you, it's nothing good about man. But the Bible said justice and judgment are in the habitation of God's throne. Mercy and truth shall go before His face. And blesses the people that know the joyful sound. They shall walk in the Lord in the light of thine countenance. And the Lord today is going to deal and bring justice and judgment. And I tell you, He's going to deal with His own people as well. He's going to deal with those that are saved. There's going to be a judgment seat of Christ. And the Bible said we're going to give an account for every deed done in the body, whether it be good or bad, therefore knowing the terror of the Lord, we persuade men, is what Paul talked about. And here in the book of Psalms 90, it talked about here that verse 12, so teach us to number our days and apply our hearts, that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom. Let's apply our hearts unto wisdom. Let's number our days. Let's realize that we don't have much time to live in this world and live in this flesh. And we could die today. We could die tomorrow. We're not promised tomorrow. We don't know what tomorrow may bring forth. And so we need to just apply our hearts unto wisdom. Let's use wisdom today and realize that you could die today and you could die in sin and you could go to hell. And I tell you today, you need to get saved. You need to be born again. You need to come to Him and confess your sins to Him. And when you do, He'll forgive you and He'll save you. And this here says it was the prayer of Moses, the man of God. And here God's going to deal with sinners. He's going to deal with His own people as well. And He's going to deal with us, and we definitely should number our days, and that we may apply our hearts unto wisdom too. As we that are saved, we must know that we're not promised tomorrow. We don't know what tomorrow's going to break forth. And David said himself, he said, "Lord, number my days." In other words, let me know the number of my days that I may know how frail I am. I'm frail. This flesh is frail, and I know I'm going to die one day, and I know that I might promise tomorrow. And I know this expected time. He talked about here, if the days of our years are 70, if it be 70, and by reason we reach 80, yet there's strength and labor and sorrow, for it is soon cut off and we fly away. I tell you, we may think we may live to be 80. We may live to be 90. We may not. We may only live to be 60. You may only live to be 20. We don't know. Only God knows. But you can shorten your life. You can live a life that will shorten your life. And a wicked man shortens his life every day. The Bible talked about that. A wicked man won't live out half his days. And also God's own people, if they don't live right, the Bible said they'll be saved so much as by fire, but suffer a loss. They will die before their time. They will die before then God wanted them to die. And not only that, they'll lose souls that they should have won to the Lord, that those that should prayed for and labored over. God help us. No man lives unto himself. No man dies unto himself. We that are saved, whether we die or live, we're the Lord's, and we're to let God just mold us and shape us and use us according to His will, that He may draw sinners unto Him. And that's what God's will is, that all men should come unto repentance. That's what God's will is. God's will that all would be saved. It ain't God's will that any should perish, but all should come to repentance. And He's died. He gave His Son to die in your stead. Jesus died for your sins. He made the way that all could come. He didn't just make a way for some. He made a way for all, that all would come. But there's only a few that's going to come compared to those that's going to reject Him. There's very few that's going to be saved. Straight as the gate, narrow's the way that leads unto life, and very few that find it. But the Bible said, broad is the way that leads unto destruction, and many go in thereat. I tell you, hell's enlarging itself every day. And God have mercy upon you today. Hell is waiting you if you're not saved, and God wants to save and deal with you. Don't push Him off today. Don't kick against Him. Just open up your heart and let the sweet Holy Spirit deal with you. Let the sweet Holy Spirit draw you with cords of love. And I promise you, you'll be so happy that you did. You'll be satisfied. You won't be going in this world searching and seeking for something to satisfy you, something to give you some kind of enjoyment, some kind of pleasure. Let me tell you something, when He saves you, He puts the Spirit of living God inside you. And I tell you, you'll never be the same. I tell you, the power of God will come on you. The power of God will be in you. The light of God will be in you. And you won't be looking out in the world, looking and seeking the things that will satisfy, because He satisfies the longing in your soul. He fills up that empty vacuum. I tell you, He takes that his spiritual knife. He cuts that old heart of stone out. That darkened heart, that old smutty heart out of you. And He'll put in a heart of flesh and put His Holy Spirit there. And you'll walk in newness of life. And you'll never, ever, ever be the same. I tell you today, I'm so glad that the Lord is my dwelling place. He's my dwelling place. That's where I dwell. And I want to abide under the shadow of the wings of the Almighty. The Bible said, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. And if you really want to dwell and be under the shadow, and be under protection of God, and having the love of God and the joy of God, I tell you, you need to come and be saved and dwell in that secret place. Dwell in that secret place of the Most High. And I promise you, He'll satisfy you. And the psalmist said, He's my refuge and my fortress, and I trust in Him. I will abide under His wings, and I shall be covered with His feathers. And under His wings, I will trust in His wings, and His truth shall be a shield and a buckler. No matter what we face, and no matter what comes our way, thank God, God's our shield and buckler, because we're under His wings and we trusted in His wings. We know that He's God and there's all power given unto Him. And we know that God's in charge. We proved Him to be faithful. He's always been faithful. He always holds up His part. I tell you, when God promises something, He does it. God cannot lie. God don't lie. This man that lies, this man that changes things, this man that falls to sin and corrupts things, it's not God. God is holy, righteous, and pure and holy. And the Bible said, praise Him and laud Him, all ye people. Just give all glory and honor unto God Himself. And let every man be a liar, because God's the only one that's true. God help you today. My prayer to God is that you come to Him today. My prayer is that you come and repent of your sins. Get by yourself somewhere. Get in a closet somewhere. Get somewhere, even in your car, no matter where it's at. Just get down somewhere where you can call on the Lord and pour out your whole heart to Him and tell Him your sins and ask Him to forgive you of all your sins and be willing to live for Him and dive to sin. Be willing to give up the world and everything in it and really be remorse about it. When you really do, He'll forgive you. He'll save you, wash you clean, and put you, I tell you, into the family of God. I love you today. My time's come and gone. God bless you in Jesus' precious name, and amen.